So this week I was musing with images of Christ's resurrection. And we have this rather interesting story from the Gospel of Luke, which kind of jumps in a little bit. So for those who don't know, the lectionary for the season of Easter is all about the resurrection appearances of Christ. And in Mark's Gospel, which is the appointed Gospel for year B, we don't really have a whole lot of resurrection appearances. So we're going to jump around between all the different Gospels and create what I call the resurrection mush soup, where we collide all the stories together into one story. So usually in week 3 of Easter, we have the story of Jesus eating with his disciples, which more often than not is the story of the road to Emmaus, when Jesus appears to the two disciples. One of my favorite stories of all time. Not this year. This year, we get this rather interesting story of Jesus asking for a piece of fish. And so as I was musing with the images, the image that kept coming to me over and over again was the image of all of our kids who have been home this year asking for constant snacks. Is that the case in anybody else's house? I'm like, dear God, resurrected Jesus showed up as a teenager asking for food. You got anything to eat? Can I have a snack? And while that is true, Jesus asked for a snack, I think because to prove the fact that he was still in bodily form. As the disciples were still wrestling with what this resurrected Jesus was all about. But there's also another symbolic piece for him asking for something to eat. Early Christians commemorated the story of the feeding of the 5,000, which, if you know, is the story of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. In fact, many scholars believe that the early Eucharistic meal, or Holy Communion, was really a celebration of that meal, of feeding of fish and loaves. And as I've said to Sandy Portzer in the Altar Guild before, aren't we glad we don't commemorate that meal anymore? I think I'd hear no end from the Altar Guild if we had to clean fish every week and prepare a fish fry, right? Instead, we celebrate the Eucharistic meal with bread and wine, hearkening back to the Last Supper, or the Passover meal that Jesus celebrated with his disciples. But feeding and eating with Jesus is central to who we are as Christians. And resurrected Jesus is making a connection between peace and table fellowship. Because when we eat together, levels of hospitality, peace, and love begin to flow. So much so that when we began to think about creating an alternative service for us here at St. Mark's, we thought about sharing a meal together. A meal together on Thursday night as part of our dinner church worship service. And I'll be honest, this year in the pandemic, when we haven't been able to sit around the table together on Thursday nights and share a meal together, it's been hard. Zoom dinner church is just not the same without the meal. And so I look forward to nicer weather, and we're going to experiment with not dinner church, but picnic church starting this week, hopefully weather depending, and it will be nice. We'll gather a picnic meal and sit together and share stories and share our highs and lows and eat together and celebrate the sacred meal, Holy Communion, together. Because eating together is really important for us. And Jesus came very early in those resurrection appearances, one, to remind us of peace, but two, also to remind us to eat together, to share in the bounty of God's Spirit with one another. And for early Christians, that meal on Sunday went for several hours, where they shared fellowship and stories. They read scripture together, and their minds were opened at the telling of the story of God's love in the stories of scripture. But eating together, that meal was so important for them. And it's important for us, too. I find it amazing how in this community, the wideness and acceptance and limitless welcome to our communion table is really important for us. How many have come to our community and experienced the wideness of that grace as something of God, of resurrected Jesus, of God's limitless love for us all. Table fellowship, gathering for a meal together to be sustained and nourished. Because when we are sustained and nourished and our minds are opened, we become the resurrected body of Christ. See, there's that little piece at the end of our story that Jesus reminds them that they now become the resurrected body of Christ. Having been fed by the very presence of Christ at the table, we become what we eat, the body of Christ, sent into the world to be witnesses and bearers of God's redeeming love, sent into a world that is often frightened and afraid, fearful of the events and things that are going on around them. We are sent to be witnesses of God's grace, love, mercy, and yes, peace. Because when the world is unsettled, we become the agents of peace, speaking into those places of pain and fear, God's love for us all. Nourished by Christ's very presence, we are equipped to go into the world to be bearers of God's redeeming love. It's what it means to be a child of God, one who is loved so unconditionally that everything that we do might bear God's love and kindness into the world, so that the world might have an experience with resurrected Christ through us in little ways and big ways. And so I give thanks for all the ways that we continue to bear Christ's resurrected presence into the world. Whether that's collecting things for CNC, whether that's giving a blessing bag to somebody who might be in need in our world, whether that's coming to share a meal as the restrictions on us are lessened and we continue to be vaccinated more and more. These are all ways that we bear Christ's redeeming, sanctifying, and peace-giving presence into the world. That's what it means to be resurrected people in the season of Easter. And so, as we are sent as witnesses into the world, might we be mindful of those moments when we too experience resurrected Jesus? So my challenge, my spiritual discipline for you here in the season of Easter, which goes all the way to Pentecost. So we got a little bit of time to do this. But to push ourselves to see resurrected Christ. Where are the places in our week where we have had an experience of Christ's love and peace? And we will. We will share those moments in announcements as we begin to look for Christ's presence around us. Now, some people call those God moments in the week that they have had, but to share a moment when you have experienced resurrected Christ in your presence. Where are those moments of kindness and peace? Where are those moments of love where you have been surprised by Christ's very wounded presence among us? That we might share and be witnesses as Christ commands us to be as children of God. They say down south, do you have a witness? Do you have a witness to tell? But beloved, do we have a story to tell of God's resurrected love for us? Because the world is starving to hear that good news. Might we see our role of being part of God's very presence in the world today, to tell of God's peace, love, and mercy for all God's children. Amen.